Blog
Good
Talk
morning.
Radio.
Good morning. My name is Dan Woodring. I'm a 68-year-old, common sense American, Purple Heart disabled veteran, and I have a patriotic pride that reflects in everything I do. I'm not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I'm a free-thinking, common sense independent for a strong, non-wavering, free America. You have to remember, we the people rule, and too many have forgotten this. I am an American, and I'm appalled at the behavior of our Congress and our president. He was supposed to provide a crack team of economists and put America back to work and turn the country around. I have never seen a grown man in such a high-level position put his tail between his legs and hide the way this president has done. He's not a leader. And we can't have another 4 years of the same with Hillary. 2016 is the year of the house cleaning. There are some good Republicans, there are some good Democrats, but the rest have all been milking the process for years and need to go. The so-called Tea Party, men and women that have brought their ideas to Congress this term, need to understand compromise and get on the bus or they'll be under the bus. We as Americans understand sacrifice, and as a result of Bush and Obama administrations, it will take some sacrifice with tax reform and the elimination of the budget fat that congressmen and women have turned a blind eye to for years. The spending habits are those of, oh, don't worry, today we'll fix it tomorrow, politicians that do not understand the true American values and ideals. We as Americans have been a proud people for years, and for the last 10 to 15 years have sat on our butts and not said a thing and let Congress and the president do like they want. Now you have a choice between two, which is Trump and Hillary Clinton. This is a joke. These two people have no right to be president of the United States. They do not have what it takes to run this country. They do not have this country at heart. We, the people of America, need to sit back and look for a common sense, independent American to do just that. Run this country, bring it back, get our employment back, and make us prosperous again. We need to stop all this bickering and rhetoric that we've had for the last year in this so-called primary season. That has been a total joke. And the press has done nothing but put Donald Trump on the top of the ticket. We have to stop Trump and we have to stop Hillary. And I'm the independent, which will provide the fresh breath of air to get us back on our feet and ignite the flame that burns in our gut for our American pride. We need to have a revolution, like Bernie says, that's for sure, but we need to have a real outsider political revolution. I'm a write-in candidate. There had never been one before that has come up and got in office. We need to have a revolution and stand up and say enough's enough. We as Americans deserve that much. Now, I want to talk to you this morning on several issues. First, the economy. Our economy has been slowed. It has been totally decaying since the Bush and the Obama years. We need to get back into the mode of having jobs for Americans, stop the jobs from going overseas, penalize the companies for going overseas, and bring those jobs back to America. We need to sit down with the textile industries, the construction industries, and we need to find out what it's going to take to put this country back to work and fill the needs of our middle-class people. Our economy now is suffering. The middle class is suffering. They're saying that we have not had inflation. But I dare you to look over the last 10 years how the prices have inflated. Everything has gone up. I mean, now for you to go out and buy a pound of hamburger costs you $5-6 to where it used to cost you $1.99. We do have some relief in that the gas prices are going down. And one of the things with that is we're letting them tear our country up with the fracking. If they can come up with a viable solution on the fracking to where it does not contaminate our water systems and poison our wildlife and countryside, I'll go along with fracking. But at the present time, they haven't come up with this solution. We need to come up with a solution of clean energy and support that solution. Everyone talks about coal being a bad solution. Well, it's not. It's abundant, and we have the resources and the technology to make coal cleaner and less harmful to the atmosphere and the environment. America has the opportunity to come back and show the world that we are the top economic power and that we can provide the best products and services in the world. The next thing I'd like to talk to you about is our national security. ISIS is a very strong influence worldwide now. They didn't used to be, but Obama caused them to come to power when he failed to act in Iraq. He should have left troops there. I was in Iraq for a year in 2003 and 4 working for USAID. And while working for USAID, I was in charge of rebuilding the airport. Every day for a year, I traveled back and forth to the airport in a hostile environment in Iraq. But we didn't have to worry about Al-Qaeda, or we didn't have to worry about ISIS. It was just the Iraqi insurgents that were dissatisfied with the regime change. But that came to an end. ISIS and Al-Qaeda reared their ugly heads. We need to hit ISIS in every location that they're at, in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in Nigeria, in Yemen, wherever they have raised their head and have an outpost or training facilities, we need to exterminate those. We need to get with the technology companies, and we need to have them limit access on the internet to these jihadi sites. This, I feel, is going to eliminate a lot of the exposure to our young people. And it's not going to help ISIS or Al-Qaeda meet their goals. Our military, unfortunately, is working with used equipment, ill-repaired equipment, aircraft that we can't get parts for, all because Congress and Obama will not allocate the money to keep our military strong. Our military veterans and our troops have for so long been taken for granted. These people need to be paid well, and these people need to be taken care of because they're sacrificing their lives for the country. I know I was there with them. I fought alongside of them, and I've gone through my issues with being a disabled veteran, being wounded in Vietnam. Our military equipment is in very poor repair. We have nothing that Congress has allowed us to spend to keep this equipment in good repair or replaced with the newer technology. Russia and China are pushing us on all sides. Russia is testing us by flying next to our borders in California, Alaska, doing flybys of our aircraft carriers and our airplanes all over the world. China is basically doing the same thing. We need to look at Russia currently and make sure that they understand that we will not tolerate their aggressiveness. Putin knows that Obama will not stand up to him. And if we have issues with Russia and a conflict, it will be before Obama leaves his administration, because he knows Obama's weak, and he knows that he can push Obama to the absolute limits and not have or suffer any consequences for doing so. This needs to change, and can change, with someone who will stand up and say, enough's enough, it's not going to happen. We need to take our aircraft, put them in good repair, and get new technology in the air as soon as we can. But this takes money. Congress is sitting on that money. They just last week denied a military budget that would let us continue our military and hobble along. They didn't even approve that. We need to have a strong military and a technology-savvy military that can strike fast, get in and get out. Security for America is our number one priority at the present time. All this talk about building a wall on the border, now that's poppycock. That wall does not need to be built. It can be there with electronics and technology. We can put a fence up, and we can monitor that fence. If there was a wall, they would just dig under it. So they do that every day now with the drug tunnels. So what would stop them from going and digging under a wall? Nothing. We need to put intrusion detection equipment and personnel on the borders to keep them safe. If they're digging underground, this equipment will tell you when and where, to where we can intercept their efforts. The issue is not the people coming across from Mexico that are looking for jobs, that are hungry and trying to feed their families. It's the criminals and the insurgents that are coming across the border that we have no control of. Or, I take that back, we do have control of it, we just aren't acting on it. Because it's not politically correct. You have Donald Trump, which overwhelmingly got the Republican nomination. And because of his ideas, which he's been talking about for over a year, the Republicans are turning their back on him. He's a plain-spoken American, the same as I am. And his people, the Republican leaders, don't like what he has to say. He's just being honest. And I would be the same way. Third thing I'd like to talk about is Social Security and Medicare. Our benefits for the American people are quickly dwindling, and they're wanting to eliminate more and more every day. Social Security now is not paying the people enough to survive on. I know that for a fact because I draw a very minuscule Social Security check, and I'm at full retirement age. The American people, man and wife, cannot live off of that amount of money. Social Security needs to be bolstered. It needs to be tax-free, and it needs to be available to all Americans who paid into the system. Not someone that has just come across the border and become disabled and given a Social Security check. This is not who we are, but it is who the Obama administration is. Medicare is the same way. We need to bolster a Medicare and get rid of Obamacare. We have Medicare in place now and have for years, and it has worked very fine. There's no reason why we can't take Medicare and reform it and incorporate some of the features of Obamacare and get rid of all the trash and the other stuff that's not necessary. Control the insurance company and the premiums that they're forcing on people. Bring the drug companies in the line. Make the prescriptions affordable again to where the elderly can go in and pick up their prescription and not have to worry about if they're going to eat that month or not because they paid for their medicines. This is not acceptable in a country like the United States or any country for that fact. There's third world countries that have better social systems than we do. And the government takes care of those people. I'm not talking about a socialist society. I'm talking about social programs that are funded by the government and contributed to by the American people. You have to remember, Medicare, you pay for that. Every paycheck, you pay into Medicare. But the employer does not. I'm for the employer now making his contribution to Medicare. Social Security, we pay in $1 trillion a year on payroll taxes on Social Security. Obama administration and the Bush administration both dipped into that money for other special interest programs. This is not acceptable. It was set up originally to take care of the people in the contributions that they've made to America. Obamacare can be eliminated totally. Medicare can be expanded and take its place. The format and the structure is already there. Why spend billions that we don't need to? And another thing that I want to talk about is immigration. Immigration has been the forefront of Donald Trump's campaign, and some of Hillary and Bernie's campaign, but very little. But immigration is a big issue. The temporary ban on Muslims was overplayed by the media. Of course, we need to scrutinize the people coming out of Syria, Iraq, and Iran, and the other hostile Arab countries. We need to check them, and we need to vet them. And if we can't vet them, they don't get in. That's bottom line. They either do that, or we don't let them in. Families, mothers, children, elderly would get special consideration. But any males between the age of 15 and 60 should be scrutinized, and scrutinized heavily. Their families should be scrutinized. And unless we're 100% sure that they have no affiliations with ISA, ISIS, or jihadists, we won't let them in. Also, we need to control the visas. The H-1B is a technology visa for educated people to come into this country to work, because we don't have the people to do the work in that particular. That's crap. The American people have been screwed for years with this H-1B visa, and have brought in cheap labor from India and China and elsewhere on these H-1B visas. And the American college graduate engineer goes unemployed when he could fill the same position. We have people that are educated to do the work, and they don't hire them. They hire somebody that's cheaper. We need to look at the system and get it under control. The immigrants coming across the border, we can give them a seasonal work visa if that's what they want. You know, if they're looking for a job and they want to feed their families, you know, why can we begrudge them? That's not America. We can come up with a seasonal work visa for these people. But the important thing to that is to enforce it. When it's up, they go back home until the next season comes up. Or they come across through the normal means of visa access. The next thing I want to speak about is infrastructure. Our country's infrastructure is totally decaying and has been for years. We have bridges that are falling down because they're not maintained. We have highways, interstates that have huge holes in them, roads that are unsafe to travel on. This was not the case 30 years ago. All these roads were built to make America great and transportation be number one in the world. That's not the case today. We're like number 16 in our infrastructure. Our airports, in most cases, are the pits. They need to be revised. Our rail system totally needs to be restructured and supported. And we need to make use of the rail systems more and depend on our roads less. Commercial shipping can be done via the rail for the long haul and use our trucking industry for the short haul deliveries. This will save on roads, it'll save on repairs, and it'll keep our rail industry sound. Rail is also a sound method of travel. If we support the rail industry and let them do routes across the country to connect this great country, which at one time we had in place a lot of this infrastructure that has totally been abandoned, decayed, or gone by the wayside. This needs to be brought back, restructured, and repaired to where we have a viable infrastructure again. Last and quickly on our social issues, I am for pro-life in the respect that I am anti-abortion, except for in the case where it comes to rape or incest or puts the woman's health at risk. This is the only viable time that I would go along with abortion. Gun control. Gun control is going rampant in the U.S. right now. But you have to understand, these criminals and these jihadists are going to get these weapons regardless. Whether they do it legally, which in most cases, common sense is going to tell you they're not. They're going to go through illegal channels or have someone else buy the weapons for them. We need to stop it at the local levels and ensure that these weapons don't get into the hands of these jihadists. This, I know right now, is a very hard issue for people to discuss because of the local rampage in Orlando. This man had a vendetta that he felt that he had to do when he went in and he killed all these people. I want you to think about some of the things I've said, and I'm going to be talking weekly on Saturday mornings and on Wednesday evenings. And I hope you'll join me in our fight for a write-in campaign to give us a better government by providing common sense Americans in Congress and the presidency. I thank you for your time.